Hello, Miss Perry. Hello.
I'm sorry, hello.
Oh,
It was
hey,
on
how
mute.
you?
I'm sorry.
Oh, you're good. How you doing?
I'm fine.
I just wanted to go over a few phone calls with you, you know, about your QA this week, and well, I'll just go over it with you here. Well, the first call I wanted to go over is we had a call for Koala HMC Media, and I just wanted to talk to you about, you know, adding detailed notes to an account. We want to know things such as why customers want to cancel and what saves were offered. And I'll kind of show you the account that we are, that was pulled up to reference here. Let me send it to your teams. If you pull that up, you'll see that the ones that were sent to me is like the reference. So we want to just have a little bit more than that. Like, you know, customer called in to cancel, offered 50 and 75% discount. They can't, you know, they declined. Just just offer what kind of saves that you did offer is really the big thing there. You also had a zero for Lit Media. It was like a call abandonment. It was seems like it was a normal call. It's just you stopped responding suddenly. And when I pulled up the records, it didn't show where you attempted to call the customer back. And so if you ever have anything to where like a call drops in the middle of the call or anything to that extent as far as something that stops you from being on a phone call, just reach out to IT and let us know, or try to, you know, at least give the customer a call back. In this instance, it seems that the calls that came before and after this phone call seemed like they were okay. So I wasn't really too sure exactly what happened there with you.
No. Okay. I seen that zero. I was like,
do you recall anything that happened? Because it was on the 9th. You know, when I look up.
I can't remember because I get so many, like, I don't know. Did I answer the call?
Yeah, it was like you were talking to him. Well, actually, you know what? As I'm looking up here, I see one where you put in saying that VPN disconnected the call in the middle of the call. I tell you what.
Yeah, this is what I was about to say. Last week?
Yeah, I'm going to throw out that zero. I'm going to send it back to Perry and see because, you know what, they just showed me a new way of searching in Teams, and I do see where you did reach out to IT. So you did right there. So don't worry about
that. Yeah, because I was about to say, last week my VPN was disconnected. It was an internet issue in our area, and they was resetting our system, and I had texted them because my VPN was dropping. Cause my script pages wasn't popping up. 1 week and I had text also. So, I think I remember that call. I think the VPN had dropped text. I tried to call back. I think I didn't get the number.
Yeah, try to call back if you can. If you can't, you know, just let us know like you did. You know, the more information, the better. Like if you had the phone call or the campaign, that's fine. Matter of fact, as we're talking, I am filing the dispute to send over to QAs now. I'm saying the VPN disconnected because agent messaged on the IT screen or the IT group.
Thank you.
Okay, so another one, you see that you also had two 80s. 180 was for asking about the ad on Gelber. Now, you notice on Gelber, when one of those script comes out, and I'm going to just send you one now so you can kind of follow along with me. Let me get the link here. Copy. And paste. So when you pull up that link, you'll see that a couple of things pop out. One of those is going to be the 2C Marketing Gelber Mamba traffic sources. You see the little Google Doc ad that comes out where it says which CRM is the customer located. we want to make sure you fill this out every time on every one of these phone calls that you get as an agent. If you notice that in the down there in the middle, it actually says, where did the customer see the ad? And then you have to select like Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, email, all those. You see that? So in theory, if you're doing your survey, you're going to ask about the ad because it's right here in front of you, right? So if you don't ask about the ad, that tells me that you're not doing the survey, right?
Yes.
So that'll go hand in hand. So to avoid these 80s, make sure we fill out these surveys that pop up with them, and that's going to fix itself, right?
Yes, sir. So do the surveys get filled out even if they don't know where they saw the ad?
Yeah, you could put other and put, you know, because you see if it says if other explained, you can say customer doesn't remember.
Gotcha.
Just as long as you, and this way, because it's not so much for me, you know, for me, the coaches, it's not so much about what information is sent on these ads as that it makes you ask that question in your recording, if that makes sense. Because I'm,
so
I'm coaching you for your QAs, So everything else that comes with it, we'll figure it out. I just want to make sure your QAs are top-notch. And that brings us to the last one where you had another 80 for product knowledge. And then I listened to a call on the 9th that also where you forgot to add your product knowledge. And unfortunately, because this is the third time that I've had to talk to you about product knowledge, I do have to document it as a coaching. The whole thing here is I'm hoping that with it being a coaching in the system, it'll kind of put it on the forefront of your mind that, hey, I have to offer product knowledge of my saves. I'll even read it to you here. Retention agent Nakia Perry was observed taking several calls where she didn't offer product knowledge, which is required by the ASK's call handling procedure. It says you were coached on offering product knowledge on two separate occasions prior and understands the importance of offering product knowledge as it's how agents build value for products and tells customers why the product is good and worth retaining, which is the goal of the retention department. I know, and I tell them, you're a great agent. Miss Perry is a great agent. She presents her save offers with an attractive and appealing delivery. Because I listen to your saves, Miss Perry. You do great. You, like, when I hear you pitch to customers about your saves, I feel like I could have been convinced by you to keep this product. But the unfortunate thing is that it's a mandatory that we say something good about the product when we offer these saves. So while your saves are like gold trophies every time, unfortunately, you're not putting the name on the plaque, if that makes sense, right? So we have to put product knowledge with those saves, even though your saves are top-notch. I love the way that you offer saves. It's a pleasure listening to your phone calls up until I try to listen for product knowledge. So I'm like, oh, she didn't do it.
I'm going to get it.
I know you can do it. And you know what? It's, I almost feel like what's happening, a little bit of what's happening is that your saves are so good that you may not need product knowledge on some of those. And you've been able to get away with just offering a great sounding save that customers agree to, right? So your success kind of makes you a little relaxed on other protocols, but those protocols are mandatory. You know, there's no way there's no way you could offer something and say, well, can I just not offer product knowledge? No, you have to. And that's just the whole thing with that. And I'm just going to put that in the system. You can go in and sign saying that you and I talked about it. And it says you're aware that, you know, future, you know, because if I keep, and here's the deal, you know, if I keep getting calls with no product knowledge after we've talked about it for the third time now, I will have no choice but to try to move up in the documentation. You know, my hands are tied when it comes to that. You know, I hate that because you're a really good agent. I enjoy having you on my team. I feel like the world is your oyster when it comes to ASK. You can do whatever you want here, just based on your tone and your quality of your work. It's just that one little thing. It's kind of tripping us up a little bit, and that's the only thing holding us back from, you know, I even talked about you being escalations and, you know, nominating you for other positions. as soon as we clear this up, you're there. You got everything that it takes. So just keep that in mind. And, you know, I just, the whole point of putting this in the system is to just make sure that it's in the forefront of your brain that, hey, I have to start doing this.
I got you. I got you.
Oh, do you have any questions for me regarding anything we talked about today?
No.
No. So just moving back, you did everything perfect when the call dropped. Do that again. I disputed it while we were on the phone. When it comes to doing the surveys and asking about the ad, just make sure you do that survey question, and that problem takes care of itself. And product knowledge. It doesn't even have to be a lot. It'd be, oh, wow, that's some of the best weight loss products we have on the market. Oh, that's all natural. You can take that without worrying about side effects. Just something. It doesn't have to be a whole book about the product. Just throw something in there. Make it sound good.
I already make
it sound good. Just make it sound better.
I got you.
Perfect, perfect. That's what I wanted to hear. Awesome. Well, if you don't have any questions for me, I'm going to go ahead and let you get back to it. And as always, it is a pleasure talking to you, Ms. Perry.
You too. Thank you.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
And do the same.